You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Tuesday, commentator Gary Joyner is here to consider the legacy of each passing generation that has served in wartime and how important it is to capture the stories of aging soldiers who quietly fade away.
Newsman and author Tom Brokaw and historian Stephen Ambrose coined the phrase "the greatest generation" when referring to the men and women who served in World War II. Growing up during the adversities of the Great Depression honed them for the horrors of combat across the world during that deadliest of all wars. Those of us who are baby boomers are the children of these people. We grew up in a different world, better by far because of them and their sacrifices. They are or were mostly stoic about the adversities they saw and survived. Most did not brag. It was a job to do and they did it. Humble, proud of their service, and self-deprecating seemed to be their unspoken motto. That truly defines a hero. We are fortunate to know and to have known them. We are losing these honored citizens at a rate of over 1,000 per day. Time is the great thief of history. We can write about them, interview them, record them, and soon, all too soon, that will be what remains. Many of their fathers fought in World War I, the Great Crusade, the war to end all wars. They fought so that their children would not see the horrors that they witnessed. When the greatest generation was young, they knew their grandfathers who fought in the Civil War, and that was who they turned to for history. As teenagers, they witnessed the last of these old veterans meeting in ever-dwindling groups. The last Confederate Union was held in Shreveport in the mid-1930s. The newspapers covered it like it was a major sporting event. The sense of history gripped the news media, and they recognized that these stories that they filed would likely be the last from these old Civil War veterans. People came out in huge crowds to see them and shake their ancient hands. As each generation fades away, their memories and stories linger. Their children and grandchildren are the keepers of these stories. Some are published, but most are not. That is why it is so important to not only honor our veterans, but to listen to them, talk to them, and record what they say. But also, think of the pride and melancholy that the new greatest generation felt as they talked to and read about their heritage from their fathers and grandfathers. We are in the same position today. Our World War II and Korean veterans, and indeed our Vietnam veterans, need to be given the same honors as those earlier ancestors. They should be praised and lauded for what they saw and what they lived through. History, like time, is relentless. It marches forward at a steady pace, and its participants fade away with each new generation. This seems like a simple idea, but consider that as each generation leaves, it is up to the younger generation to pick up the story. What is familiar and common today and yesterday become the stuff of stories and legends. Heroes fade into books and movies. History is like a great grinder that mashes all of this into common themes and avenues of study. This process helps us learn and cherish or disdain what has occurred in the past. It is absolutely necessary. It is also sad and difficult to know that soon these people that we have known will be gone and fade away into the glow of the lamp of history. It has been offered over the past few years that World War II will be the next Civil War as a major genre of study. This simply shows that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.